brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
One more minutes with Daniel Estulin left over from the last hour, finishing up. He's written nonfiction books that are bestsellers. He's got a fiction, but he can put more reality in that than a regular book and get away with it. The Octopus Conspiracy is coming out in the U.S. in September. We're going to get him on about that in September. Look forward to carrying it at InfoWarsShop.com. But, Daniel, finishing up the point you were making, yeah, you're speaking to the EU Parliament. You're not just going to visit him with Fidel Castro. This information is really breaking through. That's why they never wanted to admit it existed, because once you admit there's cabals running things and that presidents and prime ministers are puppets in the West, we could begin to have a real political debate and maybe get our power back, get our countries back.
Well, this is exactly what's happening. Now, the thing is that a lot of the Bilderbergs way back when I wrote my first book in 2005 on the true story of the Bilderberg Group, people were taking us for freaks, saying that this is nonsense, doesn't exist. Well, of course, okay, it does exist, but these people just are pointless debating society. They don't really do any harm. That's what a lot of people were saying. And now we're getting mainstream publications such as Vanity Fair in Spain. It gave me 3 pages a couple of weeks ago. Wall Street, Italy, full-page coverage. We have Castro. We have European Parliament. Mario Borghezio, one of the most important Europarlamentarians. He's always, promoting me in the European Parliament, talking about Bilderberg. You covered that as well on Infowars.com. So there's a lot of attention being paid right now by the mainstream press and by the people who know what's going on. And our sources, as I said to you before, working on the Bilderberg documentary, which we released in a couple of months worldwide. And we have, people from, for example, Rothschild Europe, who said that they would love to participate. They know that everything I'm saying is absolutely true, but they just simply can't, because they can't do it as an individual and as an entity. They're simply afraid to do it.
That's big. I hate to interrupt. You're saying Rothschilds have contacted you, because I found it interesting. Luke Radowski confronted the head of the British Royal Rothschild, and he stopped and came over to Luke almost in a friendly way. And then Luke kind of said stuff back to him. Luke wishes he would have waited and be nice. And then so Rothschild walked away. But
these people are not the individual that I'm talking about. Their last name is not Rothschild, but they're obviously a very high level of Rothschild Corporation in Europe. So they understand what's going on. These aren't some, Joe Blow, Joe Sixpack, who doesn't know anything at all. These people know who runs the world. And so they have no qualms at all saying you're absolutely right. We just can't say it. We had Martin Wolf. I sent him an email saying I'm working on a documentary. Do you want to participate? And he sent me a reply saying, how dare you work on a Bilderberg documentary, and I will never give you an interview. So needless to say, that's going in the film as well. So we're actually ruffling a lot of feathers. Now, I wouldn't be able to do this by myself if I hadn't had access to programs such as yours. That's going to be worldwide as soon as, this broadcast ends. It's going to be on your page, on my page, and people from Japan to South Korea to Australia and Argentina will be able to listen to it and pass it on to their friends. So we're actually doing a lot of damage to these people, Alex.
Final question in the 1 minute we have, Daniel Estulin, DanielEstulin.com, and obviously I want to get you back for the film and the book. Are there any breaks inside the elite families themselves? Are any of them not liking what their families are doing?
Unfortunately, I don't think so, because, you're talking about a close-knit circle of the elite themselves, and you have the others who come and join these meetings, but they're not as important. It's within these others who come and join on regular, not-so-regular basis that you're seeing a lot of discontent. But the elite themselves, it's a small nucleus, and they're united. They understand their goals, and it's like a close-knit family. They have a common enemy. That's us, and they're working against us.
We are their enemy. Wow, powerful interview. There's the name of the interview right there. We posted on the web after it's live today, just aired. The Bilderberg's enemy. The Bilderberg has an enemy. It's us. Or Bilderberg. I got to think about that. Daniel Estulin, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks a lot, Alex. To you.
All right, we'll be right back with a big news blitz. Then we've got a World War II veteran, a hero, having his house taken. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Do you have a cell phone? Does your wireless cell phone provider allow you to get your service for free? How much money would free cell phone service save you? Introducing SellWealthForLife.com, the best-kept secret in the $210 billion cell phone industry. Imagine unlimited cell phone service, free every month, and get paid helping others do the same. Would you rather pay your cell phone bill to your provider every month, or would you rather pay yourself plus earn free services with SellWealthForLife.com? Yes, free unlimited calling, texting, and web access nationwide could be yours before you pay your next cell phone bill. Watch our video at sellwealthforlife.com, spelled C-E-L-L-W-E-A-L-T-H for life.com. Or call our recorded hotline for details at 559-546-1046. 559-546-1046. It's time to stop paying your cell phone bill and start making some serious money with SellWealthForLife.com.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient-dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. To celebrate the beginning of summer, you can save 20% off their already affordable prices. This offer ends on June 20th, so take advantage of the summer savings now. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less, guaranteed.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, coming up at the bottom of the hour, Stuart Rhodes of Oath Keepers is going to be joining us. This article is up at InfoWars.com right now. World War II war hero has land and home stolen. And they are coming to take his home. They've already announced it's theirs. And, it wasn't the mortgage from the info I have from Stuart Rhodes. It is that he's bankrupt, so now they're going to take his house. Don't they have homesteads where this guy's based? We're going to try to get him on as well. His hearing's not good, and he's on his way to the VA right now. But I've just seen how these banks and people prey on old people, and it makes me really, really, really angry. You know, we bail them out with tens of trillions of dollars, and then for creditors, his house. So it looks like it's the trustee of the bankruptcy is who needs to have a talking to. About this stuff. Just amazing to see this kind of stuff happening. Now, don't forget, I talked about this in the first hour. I'm launching a nationwide contest. Before I get into the news, I want to talk about this briefly again. To expose the fact that the presidency is becoming a dictatorship. And the president right now is Obama. And we did another one of these operations 3 years ago, and media all over the U.S. implied it was illegal to criticize the president. And we have clips of those newscasts actually in a video posted there titled Stop Dictator Obama. Now, there's $15,000 in prizes. By the way, I will announce the $10,000 winners, $5,000 apiece, next Thursday. We're going to start today posting the finalists. We've got it down to about 100. I mean, I'm going to have to stay up here late tonight because there's so many good people. Over 600 entries for the reporter contest. And I've had to not do the TV show this week because of this. I'm not complaining. It's my fault. I bite off more than I can chew routinely. You know, I start a fight with somebody I can't whoop, as they say. because, wow, look at that sign. Infowars.com, dictator scum, resign. Who came up with that? Marcos did that. Wow. Wow, well, let's put that up. That's a great graphic. Yeah, you can use our graphics and hang them or make your own. Doesn't matter. It's whoever hangs up the most in the most dramatic, legal and lawful way. That means if you get on the stage legally and lawfully of a national TV show and go, look at my flyer, you'd probably win. Whoever has the biggest effect. Friday at midnight. Do it. Upload the video to YouTube. Download our flyers or make your own. That's phase one, $5,000, to get the media to cover it. And undoubtedly, they're going to end up attacking the First Amendment. That's how we defend it, showing these tyrants are coming after it. Then, over the next 2 weeks, $10,000. It's two winners. One will be $5,000, one will be $10,000. It's not a first and second place. It's two different contests. Same operation. And you can, and if you're the best and win round one, you can win round two, too. This is not some communist system where, oh, well, you've already won. Now I'm reading about swim teams, even big swim teams, where if somebody keeps winning all the blue ribbons and all the best at the meet in their age group, that they're now not going to let you have it the second time. And I'm hearing about people that win spelling bees at schools now aren't allowed to win the next time or are disqualified. This is actually in the news. So I guess on swim team, my son and my daughter both win the blue ribbons almost every time. I was a good swimmer as well. Man, if I'd have stayed in it, I swam like three seasons and was winning almost every time. And I was like 12 and looked at my parents and said, I don't want to do this anymore. And they said, okay, you don't have to do this anymore. I wish that I would have been made to continue to do it. But that's another side issue. I am getting bleed over, and I don't know if I'm getting it from Genesis up in Minnesota, or I don't know if I'm getting it in here. But it is driving me absolutely crazy. It's probably from Genesis because it's another show. But it is extremely irritating, very irritating. Okay. I mean, I don't know how you're supposed to do a radio show with somebody's feet in your ear. And if you guys can't hear it, I can hear it. I could. Yeah, no, I'm just letting everybody know because we always go through that process of, you know. Just went away. Must have been on Genesis End. Thank you, John. Wait a minute. It's me. It's a second delay. It's Alex Jones. Echo. Echo. Boy, nobody's more annoying than me. I have to hear myself. People have my show on, even at night up here, listening to it. I walk around the office going, turn it off. Turn it off. Don't make me listen to that guy anymore. Once is enough. No, I'm just. I said I'd cover news, didn't I? Well, I've already read all this news. I covered a bunch of it before when I first got on air, but it is all so crazy. Okay, let me just go over this report. Let's just start somewhere. Woman arrested for groping TSA supervisor, federal agency characterizes incident as act of violence. And it goes on here that the woman was a former TSA person but quit doing it. And then she was flying out to go to a funeral and had her genitals and breasts grabbed. So she called a supervisor over and explained to them that they're not supposed to grab them that hard, and showed the woman what was happening. She was arrested for assault, sexual assault. So, again, they're going to sexually assault you, and if a cop did this, without it being an emergency situation, they'd get charged. But these people can do it because the federal government says so. Carol Price, herself, a former TSA screener, was traveling to her brother's funeral in Cleveland, Ohio, by way of Southwest Florida International Airport. After Price became infuriated at receiving a pat-down, which included touching her breast and genitals, a violation of the protocols she herself had been trained to carry out. Well, that you were there in the old days, lady. They take babies' diapers off now. The Lee County woman voiced her complaint to a TSA supervisor by physically demonstrating how she was groped. The video shows Price briefly running her hands up and down and inside the thigh and crotch of the TSA supervisor. Well, if they didn't resist, that's how TSA gets away with this, by the way. Then you can say it was consensual. That's what she needs to have her lawyer say. That, well, she said I could show her how it's done. Oh, but then it's assault. You don't do that to me. I do that to little old ladies all day. It continues here. Price believed she was being targeted for harsh treatment by her former coworker. For personal reasons, she was removed from her flight, Mr. Brothers' funeral, handcuffed and taken to jail. Okay, continuing, moving right along here. I mentioned this earlier, but I want to get into it a little bit now. Woman sues city of Tulsa for cutting down her edible garden. And later, if we have time, we'll play a short clip of that. Continuing here, a Tulsa woman is suing the city's code enforcement officers after she said they cut down her garden with no cause. Denise Morrison said she had more than 100 plant varieties in her front and backyard. You don't do that, prisoner. This is a supermax. Only medium and low max have gardens. You're in a supermax, you scum American. Denise Morrison said she has more than 100 plant varieties in her front and backyard, and all of them are edible or have a purpose. And it goes on. There's not even a rule in Tulsa. They tried a few years ago. We covered it. I mean, there was the mayor and city council people in the news saying, you might grow marijuana, so you got to have an inspection. They tried to get a law passed. You got to have a government inspection. Well, they couldn't get that passed, so now they just come out, cut it down, saying it's a nuisance. And I saw the newscast. Just amazing. I mean, it's a nice little garden she's got. Very pretty. I wish I had one that nice. And it's all gone. You're not going to grow lemons in your front yard, slave. Okay? You know, do you think this is America? You're in North Korea, honey. Continuing here with the news. Big article from the American Dream blog up at Infowars.com. All over America, government control freaks are forcing preppers back onto the grid. And there's article after article in this long story of them. People who hook up their own solar in California are coming out and saying you're not allowed to have your own solar. You got to be hooked into the grid if you have solar. People out in the country are being harassed. People that have had outhouses for 50 years are being told they can't have them. Nuisance abatement teams are going into the countryside everywhere. I mean, just article after article after article. And it's just incredible to see. This is how they're bringing in the tyranny. This is part of Agenda 21, is this system of using zoning, unified global zoning, to harass the daylights out of you. Oh, $2,000 a day fines for hay dust in a barn. Hay dust is bad, is a pollutant. Oh, when there's a rain, if any mud runs off in the creek because you have cows, huge fines. Meanwhile, Big Agra is totally left alone to do whatever they want. GMOs left alone, all of it. They're trying to ban chickens in small towns everywhere, even killing people that have them. Remember the chicken man up in Georgia there in Roswell, Georgia. Holder, by the way, just because our guys went up there and tried to talk to him, they put $1 million security fence and barricades in because they're so scared that media came and talked to them in Georgia. I mean, that's how flipped out and crazy government's gotten. Holder agrees to meet with Issa. You know, he's been in contempt. So now I guess he says, okay, I agree to meet, but he hasn't given him the documents. So we'll see what's going to happen with that. That's out of the Hill newspaper. Baseball's Roger Clemens acquitted of all charges. He lied to Congress, they claim, and they wanted to spend $3 million going after him. What about Eric Holder? They always want to go after some petty sports person. In fact, I'm going to cover that when we come back, and then we'll see if we can play a clip off that local news where you're not allowed to have a garden in Tulsa because you're a prisoner. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com, or call 877-327-0365.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMics.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMics.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMics.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMics.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMics.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMics.com.
GCN listeners are wise when it comes to preparation. They know the realities of unemployment, natural disasters, terrorist attacks, nuclear meltdowns, and the debt crisis. The very real threat of food price inflation and food shortages loom on the near horizon. If you want great value for your hard-earned storable food dollar, you want Legacy Premium from PrepareWise.com. At PrepareWise.com, we offer the best freeze-dried food storage products on the market. Get great taste, gluten-free, vegetarian-friendly breakfasts and entrees with a 25-year shelf life, fast free shipping shipped within 3 business days, and our low price guarantee. Compare and see the difference at preparewise.com/GCN. Special discounts available for GCN listeners at preparewise.com/GCN, or call 888-545-6265, 1-888-545-6265, and say you heard it on GCN. Prepare now, preparewise.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We need nothing if we can't have little gardens in the front of our yards, in the back of our yards. Government doesn't like it. Tulsa says they don't like people growing gardens. And I've seen it in other areas. People have been arrested before for gardens. And then the code inspector shows up and people show them. They go, well, it says I can have a garden, city ordinance. Well, I say it's objectionable. And you notice it says anything that we find objectionable. Well, I guess you're God then, code inspector. I run into some code inspectors that are the scum of the earth. I run into some others that are real nice people. But more and more, they want to hire people that hate private property and hate people's freedom. But maybe I'm an extremist. I mean, maybe the right for the Amish to have milk, maybe the right to have your own privacy in your home is wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. Look at this. NYPD stop and frisk. They had 200 plus thousand in the first 3 months of this year. We haven't gotten new numbers. This has happened to yours truly in England and in London, England, and in New York, where the police search your car, search your person. And if you say, well, what about the Fourth Amendment? They scream at you and threaten to taser you and take you to jail. In fact, I have some of this on video in martial law. I'm walking down the street and a cop comes over and says, what are you doing with the video camera? And I said, well, I'm media. Because about 400 yards away was the big facility where they were holding the protesters out there on Pier 57. And he started screaming at me, saying, you shut up, you know, you filth and all this stuff. And it's just like, wow, you really are a gang member with a badge and gun. You are like a North Korean police officer. You're everything wrong with this country. And imagine living in New York. None of it has anything to do with the staged events at 9/11. The cops that breathe the deadly dust treated like garbage, they don't care, as long as they can bully some people. And again, we don't want police to become like this everywhere. That's why we're criticizing it. Bloomberg remains firm on stop and frisk policy. It's not a law. It's a policy. It's a policy for the TSA to grope your daughter, your wife, your son. It's a policy to put you in a microwave system. It's a policy. A policy. Look at this. Kurt Nemo article, Infowars.com, linked to Declan McCullough of CNET News. This is not a joke. FBI wants to outlaw new internet technology. They say that they don't want to force companies to give them back doors to everything. Just outlaw new forms of internet communications. I'm not joking. The FBI wants Congress to pass a law that would prevent the implementation, talk about a Luddite, of new and more effective internet communications protocol. It proposes IPv6 because it is more difficult to trace users. IPv5 makes surveillance easier. So they want IPv6 banned. The FBI Drug Enforcement Administration, because somebody might commit a crime on the internet, somebody might grow pot in their garden, so you can't have one in Tulsa. There's no law, but we have guns. Now, there it is on screen if you're watching at PrisonPlanet.tv. FBI Drug Enforcement Administration and Royal Canadian Mounted Police officers have told industry representatives that IPv6 traceability is necessary to identify people suspicious of crimes. The FBI has even suggested that the new law may be necessary if the private sector doesn't do enough voluntarily. The FBI is upset about going dark problem. In other words, it's having difficulty keeping up with changes in technology. It's formed the Domestic Communications Assistance Center to keep up with the speed. Instead of figuring out how to trace the new protocol, the FBI wants the federal government to come up with law that prevents ISPs, the agency describes as lazy, from using more efficient technology. So they want to ban people using one type because they say it's not as easy for them. The IP also wants to force ISPs, that's Internet Service Providers, to spend their own money and time keeping records of what IP addresses their customers are assigned. Congress approves this burdensome requirement last year. Well, I mean, IP addresses are public, dodos. So for websites and things, why don't you just do it? Again, under the entire, I just called them a bad name. I called the FBI dodos. I sound like my grandmother's grandmother now. You nasty little dodo. My grandmother's mother wouldn't even say the word spit. Look how far we've slumped towards Gomorrah here, ladies and gentlemen. Spit, spit, spittle, spat. Ha ha. Ha ha. Anyways, continuing here. I'm going crazy reading all this news. Big article with big mainline studies. You got to read this. I meant to spend like an hour on this today. Vaccinated children have up to 500 more diseases than 500% more diseases than unvaccinated children. Yeah, look at all the Canadian studies. Doubled your chances of getting the flu the next year if you take the flu shot. Just look that up. I mean, it fries people. This came out earlier this year. Most of the new, it was something like 65%, I forget the exact number, it was over 60% of the whooping cough cases in California that they're using as an excuse, the increase, to try to push vaccination. The increase was caused by vaccinated children getting it. Just like 46,000 plus cases of polio that killed over 10,000 from the UN's polio program last year in India alone.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure.
Hey, how are you doing? Can you hear me okay?
Promo code WATER at checkout. You get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live here. This is an amazing report we're about to break down here. I would like to get our guest on sometime, just because there are so few World War II vets left out there, especially those that have seen the type of things that he's seen. The gentleman that is having his home and his land taken, and they want him to exhume his wife, is Warren C. Boedeker. 89-year-old World War II Army Airborne Combat Veteran and war hero living in Montana, who's being thrown off his own land and thrown out of his own house by Montana Federal Bankruptcy Trustee. And again, a house and land, from what I know, are paid for. Correct me if I'm wrong. We're going to Stuart Rhodes of Oath Keepers, himself a paratrooper of a later era, and he's also a constitutional lawyer. He's also representing Rob Dew in his suit against the G20. Or our reporter getting arrested a few years ago. That's another issue. Warren C. Boedeker, was one of the people involved in the Los Banos raid, is one of the most celebrated textbook examples of a perfect rescue operation in military history. And you can read about it there in the link that's at InfoWars.com. World War II war hero is having his land and home stolen over at Oath Keepers. They also have the article. That's where it originates from. And it just goes over all the different things that, I mean, a real live war hero was part of one of the most famous rescue operations ever, parachuting behind enemy lines to fight a larger force of Japanese who'd been killing U.S. and British troops as they left the POW camps that they had as they retreated. So they went in and saved the people before they could kill any of them. And he had to go to the VA today. He's driving down the road. He's getting to a better cell spot. We're going to call Warren here in a few minutes. In fact, he's online with us now. But I wanted to bring Stuart Rhodes up first, who's gone and shot a video interview that's posted at InfoWars.com. We're going to play part of that coming up as well. But Stuart, because you're a lawyer, you've met with him, you know the case. Give us the specifics, because, you know, this is happening to veterans all over the country, and not just veterans, the citizens. And the big banks have been caught taking houses that are totally paid for. They don't even have deeds to. In this case, though, I didn't know that you could take people's houses if they were retired and they were homesteaded, their house, if it was their only residence, and if they were retired, at least in Texas and most other states. I know you're up in Montana as well, so you're the one breaking the story. Constitutional lawyer Stuart Rhodes, what do you make of this? What's happening? And tell us about Warren C. Boedeker.
Well, what this really is elder abuse. And what they did is he didn't disclose some silver coins that he had that him and his wife had been storing away since 1964. You know, they store food, they're LDS, they've stored food all their lives, and they also socked away some silver, and they never spent it. And in his mind, this was his retirement, and so he didn't disclose it. And because he didn't disclose that, and he had a relative of his, unfortunately, rat him out to the court, his stepson, and when they found that out, then they dropped the hammer on him and said, you didn't disclose this, and so we're going to take everything you own. We're going to do an adversarial proceeding.
But that's ridiculous. If he had something back in the 60s, I mean, that's his.
Well, you know, he should have disclosed it. Even if it's exempt, they're supposed to disclose it. This is the problem. Here's a man who doesn't understand complex legal issues, doesn't understand bankruptcy, and they get him in this position. And once they got that, once they got something on him, they just went after him like a mad dog. And they just said, you know, if you fight us, we'll take everything you have, and you'll wind up penniless. We'll attack your homestead. We'll void your homestead. We'll deny you the discharge. And so they pressured him into signing a stipulation that agreed to waive his homestead and give up his bankruptcy. And so he wound up with nothing in the end. He didn't get anything out of it. They went ahead and denied him the bankruptcy and wiped away his
homestead. Well, over some coins, losing a house, land, everything.
Right. And so they pressured him into signing this, and we're going to challenge this on his capacity to understand what he was signing. His lawyer at the time gave him, I think, horrendous advice. There's no way they're going to put an old man like this in prison. So it was an empty threat. But they pressured and threatened him with prison time, and they pressured him into signing away his right to his homestead. And as you said earlier, when you have a homestead like that, creditors can't get it. So he'd have been better off if he just unplugged his phone and threw all the bills in the trash and ignored the banks.
Exactly. But people don't know this. In fact, they have the Department of Education SWAT team people over unpaid bills to create a national fear that you can be arrested if you don't pay tuition, which is a fraud. There is no law. We don't have debtor's prison. That's what 1776 was all about, while the bankers steal billions. But continuing here, this is amazing. So obviously somebody wanted that house. Somebody wanted to be able to sell it. And so over
Yeah, exactly. And this is the problem is that from what I know of bankruptcy, and after calling, I'm not a bankruptcy lawyer, but I called several, and they said, well, the trustee gets a percentage of whatever she can bring into the estate. And so if she can successfully attack his homestead and bring the home into the estate for the creditors, then she gets a cut. And this is the other thing, is this trustee hired herself as the lawyer for the estate and as the lawyer for the trustee. So she's her own lawyer. And so she's charging legal fees to advise herself and to advise the estate. And then she's being paid a percentage, apparently, a percentage of the take for the whole thing.
Oh, boy, I tell you, so this is a whole ball of worms here, Stuart. As a constitutional lawyer, I know, top of your class, but what was, I mean, this is a whole other legal hat to wear here, but I'm not a lawyer, but this looks like somebody's going to be in some big trouble unless the local judge and everybody are in on it. Here's the problem. This guy is a famous war hero. Tell us about that, and then we're going to bring Warren C. Boedeker up.
Well, as I said earlier, he's part of one of the most famous rescues. He, along with 121 other paratroopers, they parachuted in at 7 o'clock in the morning. First thing in the morning when they knew the Japanese guards would be out exercising, and they caught them with their pants down, and they rescued over 2,000 civilians and also military, including men, women, and children. And they knew that the Japanese were going to slaughter them all, and they knew that. That's why they did this. They went in behind enemy lines, got them out. And when they came back and the Japanese retook the area, they took revenge on the local population and killed 1,500 Filipino men, women, and children villagers to get revenge on them for aiding the raid. And so this is a good example. I mean, if Warren hadn't done this, and him and his fellow paratroopers had not done this, all 2,200 of those prisoners would have been slaughtered, and then they would never have had children and grandchildren. You can probably figure about 50,000 people wouldn't exist on this planet.
And by the way, I've never been in the military. I'm not even a history buff when it comes to the military. I knew about this raid because I remember over a decade ago seeing a show on it on, I think it was History Channel, about this.
Right.
This is a very famous so, I mean, this guy really is part of a serious war hero operation. And now, here he is. They're going to have to dig up his wife. I want to bring him up. He's on the road having to go to the VA right now. Warren, he goes by Ren C. Boedeker, 89-year-old World War II Army Airborne Combat Veteran of a whole bunch of combat jumps. Ren, if you can hear me, you're speaking to several million people. What would you like to say about what's happening to you?
I can't believe it. I can't believe what they're doing. My wife and me built a home, bought the property, paid for it. We wanted this property to remain in the family, never to be sold for the rest of our lives and the rest of our posterity. And we both agreed we both wanted to be buried on the property. She died July 3rd of last year with cancer, and I buried her. Now they tell me I've got to dig her up and move her in 30 days' time.
That is cruel and very abusive. I'm just interrupting to bring Stuart Rhodes up. Stuart, I mean, isn't this a lawsuit waiting to happen? I mean, this type of cruel behavior towards somebody?
Well, unfortunately, they've like the Nazis legalized everything they did. Apparently, this is now legal. They've made it legal. In fact, he was in the hospital last week being tested for prostate cancer. He's been diagnosed with prostate cancer. And they had a hearing on this, and he was not able to attend. He, from his hospital bed, he faxed in a motion to continue, and the judge denied it. So there's no excuse for him not being there.
My God, who is – well, I'm going to go back to him. We obviously need to get on this judge with the public. In Montana, if you don't go stand up for this guy, you get what you deserve. The rest of America, I'm sick of watching them pick on old people. This is how I got started on air 17 years ago, if people remember those newscasts I did with them taking old people's land for 3-inch grass. With the health department claiming that it was a zone violation. So I started going to city council people's houses and showing they had taller grass and demanding that they get in trouble. And they backed off. Where are people standing up for old folks? Now I'm going to go back to Ren here in just a minute. But, Stuart, tell us how you got in contact with him, and then you can ask him the question since you know him.
Well, I went down to a VFW hall to give an Oathkeeper presentation in Sanders County in Plains, where he lives, and the other veterans there told me about this, and then I got in contact direct with him. We're trying to find him a really good bankruptcy lawyer. I'm not a bankruptcy lawyer. I just don't know that system. And so we got to find somebody who's an ace bankruptcy lawyer who will go in there and fight.
My lawyer is Eric Tabb here in town, but he beats the city all the time and the feds, but I don't think he can practice in Montana.
Well, if he's admitted to federal bankruptcy court, I believe he can be admitted pro hoc vice. So I think he could. So please put him in touch with me.
All right, I will. I'll call my lawyer. Let's go back to Ren. I mean, why don't you ask him some of the questions here, Stuart, since you know him?
Well, Ren, just give the people here a background. Like you said earlier, you planned on being buried there with your wife. You never intended to sell your property. Isn't that right?
That's correct.
And why'd you sign this stipulation? Did you feel, I mean, did they threaten you with prison and with taking everything away from you and leaving you penniless?
Yes, they said I could face federal prison under the Fraud Act and that I could end up in prison if I didn't make some changes. I don't remember exactly how they worded it or anything else, but they had me sign a waiver on the bankruptcy that I went along with them not allowing my bankruptcy. And I don't remember the details exactly how it was they put it to me to release my homestead, which I ended up signing off on my homestead so that they could pay the creditors.
Right. I do remember the details. The stipulation says that in exchange for them not doing it through an adversarial process, waiving your homestead or voiding your homestead and denying the discharge, that you agree to do those two things. You agree to waive your homestead and deny the discharge and sell your home. And so you really got nothing out of it, except they told you, well, if you don't do it this way, we'll eat up all of it with attorney's fees and costs, and in the end, you'll wind up penniless.
Let me ask Wren this. Wren, are they preying on other elderly folks in your area? Because I've seen a pattern nationwide of shaking down and getting people to sign documents they don't understand here in this sickening country we live in where they, you know, Time Magazine and Newsweek glorify euthanizing people like you. Do you know other veterans or folks in your area being preyed on?
No, I don't. Not as such. I've heard, as I've watched the different things on the computer, I've read different things like in Florida and other places where they're doing not the exact same thing, but they are taking homes away from the veterans and putting them out in the street. I don't know. What's going on is terrible, you know, all over the United States.
How long do you have till they make you exhume your wife and move off your property?
They have not sent me a notice in the mail, but at that hearing on the 12th that I couldn't be to, they said I had to move her off in 30 days' time.
So you're in the hospital, and you sent that into the judge. Who is this judge? Do we know, Stuart, who this judge is?
Yes, his last name is Kirshner. He's the federal judge for Montana for bankruptcy.
The doctor sent in an affidavit to the judge that it was impossible for me to leave the hospital. And I believe the way I heard it, the attorney for the veteran there in Fort Harrison also contacted the judge and told him I couldn't be there. The judge says it doesn't matter. It just went ahead with the trial without me there. I had this lady that's really been helping me, Roxanne Ryan, and I gave her power of attorney to act for me, and they wouldn't pay any attention to what she said. And they ended up giving the property, selling the property that's worth between $350,000, $400,000 for $155,000 to this party. They gave us till last night, well, actually it was Sunday night, to be out of my home with all my stuff. And at 3 o'clock yesterday, they were going to send the sheriff or a deputy and a locksmith to change the locks on my door so I could no longer get in.
Yeah, I should have added how immediate this is. You're going to the VA right now. You pulled over just to this interview for treatment for cancer. I mean, this is out. This is insane. Correct me if I'm wrong, Stuart, but you told me off air, you told Dew off air. Is it true the sheriff refused yesterday to go throw him out and told the feds they can just do it themselves?
That's right. The sheriff of Sanders County, Tom Rummel, I met him down at Sheriff Mack's Sheriff's Conference, and he called the trustee yesterday and let her know that he believes that Wren, his due process rights were denied, and he wasn't allowed to be at the, he couldn't be at the hearing, wasn't allowed to continue the hearing, and they went without him. So he said, I'm not going to give you a deputy to do a standby. So what they usually do is send a deputy along whenever they evict somebody. And he said, I'm not going to send a deputy. You have to do it on your own. Go find somebody else to be your muscle. So I think that's a really, you know, it's one silver lining in this horrible story. She did not show up. In fact, the locksmith did not show up. Neither did the buyer. No one showed up yesterday. They all stayed away. I think they're, you know, like cockroaches scurrying from the light. They don't want to confront us angry veterans. They don't want to confront the news media. We call the local media out there. They were on standby.
As you know, we sent reporters up to Georgia where that man who'd had chickens for decades in the edge of town, they were trying to take his house, and we found out the sheriff's department, the police, none of them were there. My intel is they had Army from Brigade Homeland dressed up to carry out the eviction, and that's what happened. And I've confirmed, Stuart, they have military dressed up all over the country now, helping carry out federal takeovers of property. Have you gotten any info on that?
No, not here in Montana. And there was nobody there. Only the volunteers and us veterans who were there to help him get his stuff out.
Oh, that's why they didn't show up. No, I'm just saying around the country we've confirmed that they're trying to – I'm sure you saw the head of the Army 2 weeks ago in the CFR called for garrisoning regular troops in every city.
Yes, I did. Yeah, I saw that.
Just amazing times to be alive. Ren, as a – I mean, I'd like to get you on sometime just to talk about that rescue operation, but – you know, way back then in 1945, rescuing those thousands of people, could you ever have imagined that that they'd be trying to take your homestead?
No way. I was fighting for people to save their lives and for this country and the freedom and the Constitution. And it's been totally reversed on me.
Well, that's why we had laws against taking people's homestead because of these criminal carpetbaggers. I'm sorry, go ahead. But now we're a nation. We are a nation ruled by carpetbagging banksters. I'm sorry, go ahead, Stuart.
Well, that's a good point. I mean, the founders put bankruptcy in place to help people who were in financial trouble, and now it's being turned into a weapon. And these banks are like a bunch of pirates, and these trustees are the same way. They get bailed out, but Ren gets no mercy. And what I wanted to ask Ren, if you had been captured by the Japanese, you know what they did to POWs. Let me ask, would you rather be captured by the Japanese and tortured and starved, or would you rather have happened to you what just happened to you just now, being forced to dig your wife's body up? Which one do you think is worse?
I missed part of what you said. I guess we're...
Let me ask you this. Oh, wait. Have you already had to dig your wife up, sir?
No, I have not yet.
He was asking you, would you rather have been captured by the Japanese when you saved those thousands of people, or would you, what's worse, being captured by the Japanese or having to dig your wife up?
Well, I would understand if I'd have been captured by the Japanese because we were in war. I would understood what I was facing. I do not understand what I'm facing here with my home paid for and built by my wife and myself. I was kicked out and had to get everything and lost almost everything I had.
Well, see, here's the big lie. They hound you and push you to pay off medical bills, I was told, is what a lot of it is. Well, you can't – I mean, medical bills are not supposed to hound you for those to begin with. And, you know, here you are. People locally make a business all over the country out of taking old folks' homes. I've seen it myself. And then you get manipulated into this. And now because you had some silver coins set aside as your emergency backup – and you live in a modest home, a modest piece of property, they're trying now, threatening you with prison to induce you to waive your rights to get the property. I mean, if that isn't racketeering right there from just what I've seen, I don't know what is, Stuart Rhodes.
Well, I think it is. I think it's like I said, it's elder abuse. It's a systematic pressuring. I mean, this is not justice. A government lawyer under the ethics rules for lawyers, the first obligation is to do justice. If he did something that he should not have done, if he should have disclosed assets, fine. Then don't give him the bankruptcy. Have him pay his creditors out of that money, out of those coins. That is justice. To go from that and go forward and then take his home, take his land, force him to dig up his wife's body so he can be buried next to her someplace else, that is not justice. That's brutality.
Let me ask you this question. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
How many coins did you have, Ren? I don't think you can hear me. Ren, can you hear me? We'll call him back. He's out there in the middle of nowhere in Montana. We'll call him back. Stuart, do you know how many coins there were? Because like you said, they should have just said, use these to pay off creditors.
I think he had a pretty good stack. He had like I believe it was like 600 coins, 600 ounces. So he had a pretty good. I'm not sure though. But one thing about it is the person that was helping him store the coins. I believe it turns out that he also went to the court and says, I know where his coins are, and I'm pretty sure it's his girlfriend or fiance that's winding up buying the property. So basically, they're selling it to the informant. That's what's happening here.
You're kidding.
No, serious.
Oh, my God. Well, what is that? I mean, that is this country is just.
And Wren asserts that this man also stole, I believe, about 60 ounces of silver from him. So I don't think of the exact figure from Wren, but he thinks the guy, you know, he came back lighter than what he gave him. So,
oh my gosh, he's a trusting old veteran. Man, who are these people that prey on old people? And I'm sure you've seen all the Time Magazine and Newsweek's talking bad about old people and how they're, you know, need to be done away with. I mean, this country's run by a bunch of demonic, snaggletooth, snot-nosed yuppies. I'm telling you right now.
Well, that's like ghouls. That's what really upsets me is that this shouldn't be done to anybody, first of all, any elderly person. But to do this to a war hero like this, a guy who gave up everything to go fight for his country and saw good friends die, it's disgusting.
Well, the whole system is primed. It is primed for these ghouls to work it. We've got Wren back. His phone cut out. Wren, anything else you'd like to add, sir? Anything we can do for you? I mean, I know the veterans are trying to hang out there and, you know, be with you, but, I mean, I guess they could come at any time. We need to give, the name of the town. I mean, is there anything anybody can do? Any ideas, Wren?
Well, we're totally kicked out of our home, and almost everything, with a few items we did not get that was outside as of last night. The biggest thing that we all need to stand up for our freedom and for the Constitution of this country. If we don't stand up and start standing up now en masse, we'll all be treated like I have been treated in the last few months.
And the guy that reportedly ratted you out, and obviously you didn't even know what you were doing. You said that on record to Stewart. Didn't understand that. You thought you could keep that. It's his girlfriend getting the house?
No. He's no connection with the people that are getting the house at all. He's my former stepson.
No, Wren, the other guy, Richard, that was helping you with the silver, wasn't it his girlfriend that's buying the house?
Yes. Girlfriend or wife, I don't know which it is. He's told me they were married, but he's told that part, I believe, that he was single, that she's a single woman. So I don't know.
Yeah, Alex, what happened was his stepson first sent a letter to the bankruptcy court. That was the first, you know, the first person that ratted him
out. What a nice fellow.
Yeah. And then this other guy that was helping with the silver, he also went to the court and said, I know where the silver is. And it's
Let me tell you, wow, as this country unravels, it's going to get bad. Can you imagine all the rats running around out there, Sturt?
Yeah, it's a problem. There's no more honor in this country and no more sense of justice. And people just do – I mean, not everybody, but there's so many like this who just do whatever it takes to get something for themselves. And they act like pirates.
Yeah, it'd be one thing if you ratted somebody out, an old man, because you thought they were supposed to turn in some shelter. I wouldn't do that. That's dirty. But to do it for yourself, those folks are buying so much bad luck with what they've done, they might as well be Judas Iscariot.
That's right. And, Bren, how many ounces of silver do you believe this man stole from you?
How many ounces of silver?
That he took?
I've had a total of 1,300 ounces stolen from me. I had a total of 2,600 ounces of silver. And one part of this last part is that it was supposed to have been a friend and the husband or whatever, the gal that's buying the property, they stole 360 ounces of silver while it was in their hands before it went to the court. Stepson that was in the house when I took my wife to the clinic when she had the cancer, that was the first silver that was missing. It was in his
unbelievable. I wonder where they got the money to buy the house. I tell you what. 1 minute break. We're going to come right back and finish up with both these gentlemen back in 60 seconds. This needs to be investigated right now. The story's at InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.